Everybody's minds are wandering off. Come on, come back and be aware. Be aware of yourselves. When he sees it, he wants to give us a smack. Don't think Longpa is not having a look. We got a little window. But his ears are good too, not just his eyes. Come on, keep practicing. Let's keep the five moral precepts. Let's practice formally at least 15 minutes a day. We could do Buddhist chanting, and we think about the Buddha. It makes us feel comfortable and happy thinking about his good qualities. Longpa thinks about the Buddha all the time. The custom of monks before they eat. They have to think about this food is not for fun or for its tastiness. It's to give energy to the body, to stop the body from its suffering of hunger, replace it with satiation so it can practice. So there's a respect for the Buddha, even just eating, sacrificing our own desires for Buddhism. The Buddhist monks have to consider everything, even putting on their robes and washing their robes. There's always teaching oneself going on. Some people bow to Buddha images, but Longpa bows and prostrates to the Buddha himself. Let's feel as if it is the Buddha in front of us, not just an image of him. And we are bowing down to the Buddha's feet. The mind will have somewhere to be, to have as its refuge. Thinking of the Buddha all the time, whether it's standing, sitting, lying down, whether it's eating, talking, thinking, whatever it does, mindfulness. Who is the one that is standing, sitting, walking, lying down, and talking and eating? It's the body. Who's the one thinking? It's the mind. Thinking of the past sometimes, the future sometimes, thinking good sometimes and bad others, doesn't matter what we think, that we'll feel happy, unhappy, or neutral. One of those feelings will follow. If we keep thinking and the defilements come in, it'll be a type of aversion or a type of greed. Good and bad mental states, we have the mindfulness that sees them. So, in all the body positions, eating, speaking, this is the body doing it. It isn't us doing it. It's just what the body sees, what the mind sees. And you'll see there is, the mind is oppressing the body all the time. Why do we have to fan ourselves? Why do we have to shift and move? Why do we have to put clothes on ourselves? The body is being oppressed from hunger, thirst, feeling hot, pain, feeling cold, not eating. We suffer eating too much, we suffer eating, and then we don't defecate is suffering. Defecating too much is suffering. Just see the truth. We don't have to pretend that the body's suffering when we hear this. Just see what it actually is. It is suffering. There's suffering every breath, but we never see it. We never know it. Let's keep breathing in. If we keep breathing in till the end, keep breathing in, keep breathing in. He's saying you guys aren't doing it. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Is that happy or is it suffering? After a while, we can't handle it. We have to breathe out to relieve the suffering of breathing in. And now we breathe out all the way. Keep breathing out. Don't breathe in. Keep breathing out. Keep breathing out. See, we have to breathe in to relieve the suffering of breathing out. Yeah, it's always suffering, and we're just trying to fix it again and again and again. Sitting for a while, we feel uncomfortable. We have to shift positions to feel better. Walking too long, standing too long, lying too long. Even lying down, sleeping, we're shifting this way, shifting that way, right? If we lie down for too long in the same spot, we get achy. Even sleeping, lying down is achy. We have to stretch. We get up, we stretch, we shift, then fall asleep again. So the body is, the truth of the body is that it is always suffering. We have to pee, we have to poo. It's painful. We get sick, it's painful. Physical pain is painful. Regarding the mind, we see that good states stay for a short time and go, bad states stay for a short time and go, happiness, unhappiness, just a short time and go. And can we control these things? We want the mind to be good, we order it to be good, but the good doesn't come or it can't stay. We order the bad states to go away and they don't go. When suffering leaves us, we hope that it never comes back, but certainly it comes back. See, we see everything within and without is impermanent, changing all the time. And here we are, struggling again and again to try to make this mind a happy one. But once our mindfulness and wisdom are powerful enough, they will see that this body is not something that can be happy. It is a mass of suffering. And the mind itself, we can't have happiness persist. It comes for a moment and it disappears. The mind will start to get wiser and wiser and see this. When happiness comes, we won't be enamored by it because we know that this happiness just comes and then goes. Bad feelings come up and we won't waver as a result of it because we know it's just impermanent and disappears. Everything's impermanent, even our life, our spouse, our children, temporary things. Some people, their kids aren't even grown up yet, and then they go to live with somebody else. They aren't ours anymore. Sometimes even girls that are just in 10th or 11th grade, even are already pregnant. Some even younger are already having sex because of things like the internet. So kids are free to see and learn all kinds of things. Even the government was giving out tablets to kids, and the kids, you can be sure that the kids getting the tablets aren't opening up Longpa talks on YouTube. They're doing other things. Sometimes our kids are good kids, but they just have a friend invite them to go do something evil, and you never know what ends up happening. They drink too much, they get molested, or who here has kids? Raise your hand. I pity you. It's a very sad thing. Kids don't just want money, they want a father and a mother. We just think we're going to buy them a phone, and we give them their phone, and then they become defiled by these things. He used to work at a telephone company. He knows about what some people do and talk about. He says, so there needs to be proper investigation of the worth of different things. Some countries have a good economy. Like he took a look at Australia. When people don't have, there are unemployment benefits and elderly get pensions, the money, there's a lot of money in the government from natural resources, and they give the people stuff. But in Thailand, the government just takes it all. They don't give it to their people in the same way. People here don't want to learn. They don't want to work. People in general don't want to work, they just want to be comfortable. Just want to take money out of the ATM and enjoy their lives. And notice these days, the big bridges, they have big guards on the sides of the bridges, and they have those so that people don't jump off the bridge. That's how difficult of a world that is these days. We are social beings, human beings. We need to have people around us and families. And when families are breaking up now and people are feeling lonely, not sure what to do with themselves and jump off bridges, commit suicide. Let's not be this way. Yeah. But in Thailand, we're even worse than they are in other countries, because at least in other countries, the governments take care of you. They don't do it here. Some joke about plumbing, I don't know. See, there's always suffering waiting ahead, right? Even if we have a spouse, there'll be one day when you separate, whether it be a death or before. We're going to have to be away from that which we love. There's nothing that is certain in this world. The only thing that is certain is Dhamma. If we have Dhamma in our heart, when we're with people, we're happy. When people go away, we're happy. When we're alone, it's the happiest. Lungpa says when he's alone, it's the happiest. When he's alone, it's the happiest time. Once he's finished his business here, he'll go into his hut and stay alone. And it's the happiest time. He only comes out one more time out of his hut, which will be at 3 p.m. when he has to check on the other monks and make sure they're not being lazy. And then he goes back. Why isn't he lonely? He has Dhamma, the mind that has mindfulness, samadhi, that understands the truth of body and mind doesn't suffer. It's comfortable. No reliance on anything or anybody. We don't have to worry about being old and no one taking care of us. Our society is very much like that these days, not taking care of the old people. The heart might be suffering as the body suffers, or we have Dhamma, and it doesn't matter how decrepit the body gets, the heart is shining bright. Let's take a look and see how much suffering there is here. There's nothing we can rely on, truly, and no one else can keep Buddhism alive for us. We have to keep Buddhism alive in our own hearts. Just telling her to see the body that's holding the microphone isn't her. Doing better, but just a little holding. The principles of Vipassana, we have to know when the mind is fabricating, not fabricate something. Just see phenomena as they are. We'll see that they are not us. She's seeing that she has to start over. She was practicing too rigidly, too stressful before. He says we have to start over every day. There's only, in true practice, there's only zeros and ones. It's not analog, it's digital. It's just zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Seeing that the watcher is one thing, what is watched is another thing. The feelings come through and go. or another thing. There has to be this level of samadhi in order for wisdom to arise. There's a serene state of mind that comes up, and my mind likes being there with it. He says, know that you're liking. He says, even the highest states of meditation are suffering, but we don't see that yet. The hardest phenomenon to see is being lost. It's easier to see anger. It's coarser. Actually, it doesn't matter which particular phenomena we see. All phenomena demonstrate the three characteristics to us. You're wanting your practice to be good. See the wanting. Don't be attached to the results. The results come by themselves if we put in the right causes. Let's not be in a rush. Put up your number if you really need to send in your homework today, if you need to submit your homework today. Try to notice that all the feelings and the heart that sees them are two different things. When the mind goes out, know that it does. Don't pull it back in, just know that it's gone out. And now the mind is moving out and you're trying to pull it in. And then it'll be tight, uncomfortable. See, it's uncomfortable now? Because we're forcing it. If the heart is too tight for a while, then never mind. Just notice the body instead of the mind. Notice in a relaxed way. She's seeing everything's empty. He says that's because your mind's too still. It's not walking the path of wisdom. It's outside of yourself. You have to feel within the body, bring it back to what suffers, and learn. Remember to practice formally every day. If the mind's too busy, then we won't be able to effectively do anything. So we do need to do some samatha to just make it the right amount of busy. He says when he's in nice circumstances, his mind gets worried and he wants to get away from it. He's like, oh, you've got a lot of merit. You don't want to get lost in happy things. The mind of someone who's practiced wisdom, even when they're with people that they love, they know that one day they won't be able to be with this person anymore. Deep down, there's that feeling of impermanence. Doesn't matter what we do and where we go, we'll still have a feeling like, no, this isn't it. This isn't quite it yet. We haven't quite made it. To keep learning. Can feel that your heart has changed. Don't control, just see the movement of the mind all day. Can you see the heart wants now, it's wanting to speak? Good. If you can see that, that means you can see phenomena, see them come and go. She's sad. She watches things come and go, but yesterday, sometimes it feels like she's knowing, sometimes it feels like there's just knowing. But yesterday, the mind knew the knowing, or saw the knowing. He says, don't watch the knowing. What'll end up happening is we'll start looking and watching the watcher, and it'll be really still. It'll make the watcher really still and not walk the path of wisdom. He's doing an example for us now. It's holding the knower, the watcher. He just did something funny so that she'd relax out of it. He says he feels like he's about to enter samadhi or in meditation, but he seems to jerk every time that is about to happen. He says, one day it'll be smooth. You just have to not care, not be afraid, not care whether it goes in or it doesn't. It's almost like the road ran over, or the car ran over a pothole and then jumped. See that the busy mind comes by itself, anger comes by itself. You're able to see these things, but your problem is that you're not equanimous to what arises. See the mind that's liking or disliking. Remember that whatever technique you're using, do it in order to see the three characteristics. Says that's the problem with going to too many places to learn. You get all these different techniques in your head. Some people teach you what's useful for you, some people teach you what isn't useful for you. Make sure that whatever you're doing, the reason is to see the three characteristics. And don't interfere. You don't have to know and be aware all the time. If we feel that we have to do it all the time, we'll start putting too much intention in, and we'll start focusing too much.
ถ้าใจเป็นกลางนะกำลังของมันในนอกจะอ่อนลงมันจะเริ่มในมันในในคือเรียนร้อยมันมากระตุ้นมันเท่าไหร่ก็คื
He's talking, I don't know if I should translate this. he's talking about external energies that come and affect us. And he says the only way to deal with external energies is if we're not liking, know that we're not liking. Even if we hear things going on in our head that sound like mean opinions and bad opinions of the Buddha, of the teachers, and things like that, it's possible that some of it isn't only us, but it's external entities too. But it's not important to know. You don't have to get curious about it. Just know that you're curious. If you're not liking, know that you're not liking. Always stay with the mind, and you're safe. If you get curious outside, you're no longer safe. Is that any of us? She says her mind went into a deep concentration, saw happiness and unhappiness as equivalent states. Then she came out, she felt so happy. He said, that's not a problem. But if the mind still has craving for this happiness, is liking this happiness, you have to come and see that defilement. It was an enlightenment. Usually those that practice the wisdom practice have a hard time entering deep concentration because they'll feel like their mind feels like it's a waste of time. There's all this movement going on to watch. Just remember, in order to be peaceful, we don't have a mind that's wanting to be peaceful. That'll never work. That's stressful. Number three? Is that one of us?
ถ้านั่งสมาธิแล้วเห็นความกลัวนะครับควรจะดูว่าความกลัวมาจากที่ไหนมันไปที่ไหน Instead, just see that fear comes on its own and goes on its own. Just see that the phenomenon is subject to the three characteristics. No need to look where it comes and goes. That just makes us a more busy and inquisitive mind. He says, not really okay yet. Your mind doesn't quite understand it yet. We'll just leave it there. เดี๋ยวรอบหน้าเข้าใจครับชอบ
Can you see that you're controlling your heart? Your mind is still and low, and possibly, and because you're nervous, you're holding yourself together. But even though you know that you're forcing, you don't have to try to find a way to fix that.
You'll see that sometimes its head feels heavy, sometimes it feels less heavy, sometimes it's gone. Just see in a relaxed way.
那不太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太好。好太
เราเป็นเท่านั้นนะเราสังเกตเห็นว่าตามที่จิตจะรวมเนี่ยมันเหมือนเบลอๆไปนิดพอเราเริ่มนั่งเราจำได้ไหมเริ่มนั่งก็แก้งทำเบล
อๆHe says, let's not go into a low energy days. He says, sometimes when we start to get a little peaceful, we may get confused that this daisy feeling is a peaceful one. And then we might remember that daisy, hazy feeling and then pretend and put that state, fabricate that state to get started. That's not how we do it.Can you see that the mind works by itself? Can you see there isn't a person? You practice very well. If we're feeling, if the mind is being manipulated by defilements, then know so. If the mind is aware and bright, then know so. Since you're practicing well, but you're in too much of a rush. Slow it down. Just know in a happy way.You think a lot, and so the feelings change often, so that's good. You can just watch your mind, see the feelings changing. Don't interfere and watch. The mind is swaying back and forth. I can't quite find my footing. Are you liking that? No. Well, then know that you're not liking. There isn't anything to fix. There isn't the word should or shouldn't. There isn't the word to do. Just know. See that when it's not going well, that's...impermanent. And when it's doing well, it's not permanent either. So how should I fix this or that? Don't fix anything. Just know it as it is. Your mind's too busy the mind's busy, know it. If it's not busy, know it. Liking, know it. Not liking, know it. Can you remember that? No need to be good. Just don't break the precept, the moral precepts, that's all. If the mind is mean, know that it's mean. See that the mind is working on its own. In your case, you can tell it often. It's not me, it's not me. See, it's like there are two things. I want it like this, I don't want it like that. Liking, know it, not liking, know it. Are you confused? Yes. Then no, you're confused. Confused is a hindrance. Confused or curiosity, it's just a phenomenon. Arises and falls like every other. Stop thinking so much, man. The more that we want it, the worse that it is. 74. There's so many good practitioners in here. Even now, separating the aggregates is just a basic ability. How am I doing, Longfa? Yeah, you're doing okay. Can I help it along a bit? Yes, you can help it along a bit, but not too much. Don't think too much. Just help it with some of the odd thought here and there, just to encourage the mind to see the three characteristics every once in a while. But if it's already able to see the three characteristics, then just let it see them without thinking about it. Let it just see the truth. Something about how south she comes from. If you can see that the body and mind are two different things, then you do have samadhi from time to time. Longpa gave her homework before that people invite you to go here or there or to this or that meditation center, don't go. But she couldn't help herself, she went, and she got sick and she was in a lot of pain. She felt like she didn't want to go, but she went. She feels a lot of pain, he says, if you have pain, whether it's spirits making you hurt, or dark magic, or just your own body isn't feeling well, it doesn't matter. Separate the body and the mind. See that the body is one thing, the mind is another. The mind is the observer. The pain is yet another thing. It isn't the body, but it's something else in the body that comes and goes. And then we can also separate the feelings. We separate the pain, the body, and then the feeling comes in. I don't like it. Not liking comes in. An unpleasant feeling comes in. We can see that this is yet another grouping that comes in. It isn't the mind, it isn't the body. We can separate out the pieces in this way if we're feeling pain. She's wondering if all this pain, is this my karma or what is it? And he says, yeah, it's your own karma. You have to deal with the circumstances that come into your life. Sometimes the body can get stronger when we have samadhi. But what should I do? Go to the doctor. You have physical ailments, go to the doctor. Don't be naive and go to different centers, this center and that center. She'd like to offer her Dharma practice to the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and Lungpa. And you got to be careful with the different healers that you go to. Some massage your neck and then break it. You have to walk around with a brace. There's been cases where people have almost become handicapped from people massaging incorrectly, especially frail people, breaking their bones. Last person. You're trying too hard, makes you stressed and busy. Don't try to find phenomena, searching around in your mind, finding phenomena. They won't jump out for you to see if you're looking around. Everything will just sort of feel still or empty. If we're on guard looking for things to see, then there'll be nothing for us to see. We have to wait for things to come first and then see them. Remember this principle, don't forget it. Sometimes I'm a mean teacher. I'm not here to console you if you're upset. If you're upset, just see you're upset. In her case, she needs to gain compassion and loving kindness for the world. So he's asking her to do some metta practice instead of feeling bad about the world, bad about herself. See that everyone is suffering and build, grow that loving kindness in your heart. I used to practice and see the light and just enjoy being with the light, but my heart doesn't want that anymore. This is good. That's because it's becoming wiser. He likes the morning chanting better than the evening chanting. There's more of the Buddha's teachings in it. Reminding of the three characteristics and that. In summary, the five aggregates are suffering. Sometimes these deep teachings of the Buddha can really make a strong impression on our heart. We can see that. Sometimes it makes us feel suffering. I have to see that directly when it's there. You have to see all phenomena that come in to manipulate the mind, whether good or bad. And welcome home. Welcome to, you're all invited to go home.